This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at the upcoming election and the themes that the Democrats think, there are two of them, are going to turn the election around and deliver them from what was likely to become a shellacking in both the House and the Senate. What are those themes? Well, one of them is obviously abortion. They have taken a look at what happened in Kansas, where the voters of Kansas overwhelmingly, by almost 2-1, opposed a proposed change in the Kansas Constitution that would have allowed the legislature to regulate abortion in a generally open-ended way. What went wrong there for the pro-life side? What went wrong for the people who have longed to see Roe v. Wade overturned? Now the first election that takes place since that decision in Dobbs ends up being something that actually affirms in Kansas, a very pro-life state, the opposite position. Nobody better to talk about that than someone who has written about abortion passionately and very perceptively as a viewer of the American soul and a viewer of what goes on in the United States and our recent history. I'm talking about my friend Paul Kangor, who is a professor at Grove City College, a prolific and best-selling author, and he is the executive director of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. And by the way, if you're hearing some thunder in the background here, that's actually, I don't know if you can hear it on your connection, Paul, but right over my head, I'm broadcasting from home, are the Blue Angels. As I say, the
I actually hear it, yeah.
Yeah, it's the sound of freedom, as they say.
Man, well, yeah, that's pretty intense.
Well, what's happening is over the weekend we have Seafair in Seattle, and the Blue Angels are back after being interrupted by the pandemic, and it's a tradition here, and it's really awe-inspiring to see these guys flying overhead, and maybe people will hear some of that in the background. Paul, great to talk to you. So what do you say? What went wrong in Kansas? What was that about?
Yeah, didn't somebody write a book not that long ago called What's Wrong with Kansas, right? I think it was a New York Times writer, and it was kind of a snooty, snarky look at Kansas, but Kansas can be really confusing. I mean, that's the same state that has given us, you know, governors, senators, people as diverse as Sam Brownback and Kathleen Sebelius, right? And Kathleen Sebelius was the HHS director for Obama that did Obamacare. And was, you know, pushing for federal funding of abortion, and she came from Kansas, so it's a really weird place, and I think a lot of times, a lot of these votes that happen in Kansas and elsewhere, I mean, it might not necessarily directly be related to abortion or not to abortion. I mean, even in my home state of Pennsylvania, we have this crazy situation where, and I mean, could this get any weirder, Michael? We have Senator Bob Casey Jr., okay, who is the son of the late, great Senator Bob Casey Sr., and who was governor of Pennsylvania, and is the Casey of Planned Parenthood v. Casey. And what the Justice Alito majority opinion in the Dobbs decision, what that did was it overturned Roe, it also overturned Casey, and in overturning Casey, it upheld the pro-life wishes of our late great, pro-life Democrat, Governor Bob Casey Sr. And lo and behold, of all things, here comes Bob Casey Jr., who issues a press release condemning it, of all things. And of all things, to kind of make this even more complicated for your listeners, Bob Casey Jr. defeated Rick Santorum to get that Senate seat. And Rick Santorum, along with maybe Senator Brownback, was probably the best pro-lifer in the entire Senate. And you know, Pennsylvania's been a pro-life state, but you know, right now, down in the polls, are both our Senate candidate and our gubernatorial candidate to two abortion extremists. And our current state, our current governor, Tom Wolf, is the only governor of any state in the country who actually served as an escort for Planned Parenthood. So I guess I'm expressing to you with a lot of details here, Michael, my frustration at how people vote on these things. I think the last time I did your show, you and I were puzzling over a poll that said that the majority of Americans wanted Roe to stay. But if you really break down data on where people stand on abortion, they don't really support Roe, or at least what Roe has led to. So I don't know, a lot of cognitive dissonance here, a lot of confusion, a lot of weird numbers. I'm not totally sure what to make of Kansas right now.
Well, it wouldn't part of it be that the way that this initiative ended up was they didn't actually propose any change in the Kansas abortion laws or the Kansas regulations on abortion. What they proposed was giving the legislature a free hand. And I think that people in Kansas and people in most states don't have a great deal of confidence in the state legislature. Then you don't trust them. And so basically what people are saying no to was not saying no to a pro-life position, but saying no to a conservative legislature that was threatening to shake things up, but wouldn't really tell you what exactly they were proposing to do.
Yeah, it could be. And it's hard to find a state where the population as a whole, especially according to polling, is more pro-life, right? I mean, Kansas is very, very pro-life. And I would say, too, here, let this be a lesson to people on both sides that once you overturn Roe v. Wade, Casey v. Planned Parenthood, and you send it back to the states, you're going to get all kinds of different decisions. And then, you know, this is one of the things we were trying to tell, you know, Ruth sent us and, you know, the Avengers and all the, or you know, Jane's Avengers or Revenge or whatever this group is called, and the group that, you know, the people protesting outside of the homes of Supreme Court justices. This is not going to end abortion in America. You're going to get, in fact, really complicating this issue for pro-lifers and pro-choicers alike. Rather than the pro-life movement, for example, focusing its efforts on legislatively overturning Roe v. Wade, there's now going to be 50 different battles in 50 different states.
And by the way, the New York Times published today, Paul, a map of the country. And it showed that in more than 40 states, when they ask people to whether they support abortion rights, in quotes, yes or no, 40 states out of the 50 have clear majorities of people who say they support abortion rights. Do you believe it?
Yeah. I don't know if I believe exactly that, but I think it might be like the poll you and I discussed a few weeks ago, too, where a lot of Americans want to leave whatever laws are there alone, not really realizing the full extent of it, right? I mean, if they really knew just how extreme America is on abortion law, I mean, you know, who's worse than us? Like China? Cuba? Romania? I mean, you know, we have the most liberal, extreme abortion laws in the country, in the world. I mean, all of the hypocrisy of somebody like Boris Johnson, criticizing us in the United States. I think maybe Britain's probably far more pro-life legislatively than the United States is. So a lot of people don't get this. And Justice Thomas warned, or at least mentioned or suggested, I guess you could say it was a warning, his admonition, that you know, this could even jeopardize rulings, meaning the Dobbs decision, on things like same-sex marriage.
Well, we will get to that and more coming up with Paul Kangor of Grove City College, the Institute for Faith and Freedom. We'll be right back. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Advent Show. Grove City College is one of America's underappreciated gems, educationally, even architecturally. It's a beautiful campus and located in a great part of the country in western Pennsylvania. And Paul Kangor, who has taught at Grove City College for many years, is the director of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, at GCC. You can find out more about it by going directly to our website at michaelmedved.com, where we have some of Paul's most recent work posted. Paul, I wanted to ask you two questions quickly, and I want to try to get to both of them, because you wrote a piece in American Spectator that was very thought-provoking to me. It was called Guns and Grandpas, and it talked about that heroic young man, Elisha Dickin, who saved lives in Indiana because he had a concealed carry permit, and then you go on and you talk about how he learned to shoot from his dad and his granddad, and this is something that worked that way with you back in the 1980s. You talked about how back in the 1980s, and I can tell you even back in the 1960s, high schools had gun clubs, people brought guns to school. It was much more accepted and much more common for people to know about guns and to own guns, even though the amount of gun ownership today is, if you follow statistics, far, far higher. The question I would ask would be, with guns so much part of American culture, and you recall all of that very nostalgically about your own family and your own upbringing, and I remember when I started high school in San Diego, California, there's a gun club. Do any high schools, do even high schools in western Pennsylvania have gun clubs today?
And that's a good question.
Okay, so here's the question. With guns being so ubiquitous and so much a part of American tradition, how is it that things are so much worse today, that we were safer when guns were an accepted part of the culture? And certainly, you didn't worry about school shooting when you brought your gun to school, right?
Right. Yeah, I'd say the answer would be three words, probably. Religion, 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 right? Or maybe Judeo-Christian, Judeo-Christian, Judeo-Christian. I mean, we're not teaching those values anymore. I mean, the fact that my grandmother or my mother growing up in Emporium, Pennsylvania, about 2 hours kind of northeast of me here in Pennsylvania, Cameron County, Pennsylvania, in the 1950s, her mom at her home, they took in boarders during hunting season. And so imagine my mom and her sister and brother, right? And you had these World War II vets, probably some of these guys with post-traumatic stress disorder, and they're driving up from the coal mines and steel plants of Pittsburgh to hunt in the mountains, and they bring ammo into the house. They clean their rifles in the bedroom at night, and my grandma woke them up at 5 o'clock in the morning, made them ham and eggs, sent them off into the woods to shoot deer. And, you know, guess what? No one was murdered. You know, nobody. I talked to one of my good friends, his father, Michael Coulter, his father was telling me about how in the 1950s, he used to actually take his gun to school. He would walk to school, take it right in through the front door, put it in his locker. Other kids would do the same thing, 22, put their 22 in the locker. And then on the way home, the gym teacher would come out and drive the fields with him, and they'd shoot rabbits on their way home. So you know, the problem there wasn't guns, or today guns, it's the culture. You have this culture that's completely flown off the hinges. And I'm sympathetic to people who make the point that, well, maybe we've reached a point where I'm not saying get rid of the Second Amendment, but we can't trust ourselves with guns anymore. But then again, it's still the case, as you know, that 99.9999% of Americans would never go shoot up a school, right? Would never go shoot up a town parade. So it's a crazy situation.
Well, one of the things that is different, if you want to talk about certainly the 1950s and 60s, go that far back, was we treated mental illness more seriously. We actually committed people who were dangerous. And today it's virtually impossible to do that. And again, we've talked about this on the air a lot. At best, you can get a 72-hour hold for somebody. Even somebody who is threatening people, even somebody who is threatening to kill himself. And you have this huge increase in the suicide rate recently. And to associate the amount of craziness out there, that's not because there are more guns, but the fact is there are more guns because people are afraid of the craziness. And again, not getting guns to shoot rabbits, but a lot of families for self-protection. You also recently made and you wrote about this very movingly, and I congratulate you for it. We posted it on our website about meeting Elena Zelenska, the First Lady of Ukraine, who's been traveling the world really to raise support for her cause. And you met her at the Victims of Communism Museum, this new facility in Washington, D.C. How is that going, and why is that so important?
Yeah, in fact, that was just a few weeks ago, July 19th, and I was there for a national seminar where myself and a number of other different scholars from around the country, Steve Mosher of the Population Research Institute, he was there speaking on China, and I spoke on Marx and Marxism to a group of teachers from around the country, some of them there in person and some of them on the screen through Zoom, about the dangers of communism. And you know, and how ironic that just that week, in fact, that day, I think it was a Tuesday that I was doing that, you know, here comes in, you know, Elena Zelenska to talk about how her country, now today, 2022, which is what, Michael, about 100 years after the Bolsheviks first started beating up the Ukraine, probably about 90 years after the Ukrainian famine that Stalin helped orchestrate. And boy, you know this really well, right? You know, your family.
I do.
And
it's my family.
Yeah.
And
to see this still going on.
And it is still going on. What do we do to make sure our kids actually learn more about communism? That, I know, is something that has been your life's work, and people can read about that, put that in context, find more material about Paul Kangor and about Grove City College and the Institute for Faith and Freedom. His piece on Ukraine's freedom fighter is a very moving one, also from the American Spectator. We will get to that and to more. Paul, have a wonderful weekend, and let's have a glorious summer, what's left of it. And we have the Blue Angels roaring here. We will be right back on the MedMen Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is cheering the latest monthly jobs report, calling it outstanding.
Today, there are more people working in America than before the pandemic began. In fact, there are more people working in America than any point in American history.
The economy adding 528,000 jobs in July, and unemployment ticked down to 3.5%. Republicans, meanwhile, are not happy with the reconciliation bill that Democrats plan to work over the weekend to get passed in the Senate.
It's an article of faith with Democrats that when they have power, they're gonna raise taxes, they're gonna spend money, and they're gonna grow government. I mean, that's what they do.
South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune speaking at a Capitol Hill briefing. South Carolina's Lindsey Graham also saying the bill will not lower inflation and will make things worse. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
From politics to pop culture.
Pure energy.
And from coast to coast, your cultural crusader.
Pure energy.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the reasons that the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, is so popular, particularly, of course, among conservatives and partisan Republicans, is because nobody gives Democrats more meaningful fits. In other words, he actually has done a remarkable job of passing legislation, changing policies. And by the way, one of the things about Governor DeSantis that most people don't know is that he's also compiled quite an environmental record, actually. And a very strong record for a Republican governor. That was similar to the great Republican governor of New York, George Pataki, who was elected to three terms. In any event, DeSantis has created this huge firestorm where he's being called a dictator, he's being called a tyrant. There are even people talking about trying to impeach him. They will have no success. Why? Because he fired a prosecutor. And he has the power to do that as a governor of the state of Florida. And this is what the Wall Street Journal makes clear in an outstanding editorial, and good for them. The headline is, DeSantis ousts a progressive prosecutor. San Francisco has already fired its soft-on-crime prosecutor, Chesa Boudin, and a similar effort is moving against Los Angeles's George Gascon, and I think it's going to succeed in L.A. On the other side of the country, Florida voters don't have a similar history of recourse to recalls, but they do have Governor Ron DeSantis. Yesterday, he used the constitutional power that he wields as governor of Florida to suspend Tampa Bay prosecutor Andrew Warren. What's making the headlines is Mr. Warren's stance on abortion and transgender issues. Mr. DeSantis's order cites a June letter Mr. Warren signed along with Mr. Boudin and Mr. Gaskin, in which they and other prosecutors promised to, quote, decline to use our office's resources to criminalize reproductive health decisions. The letter continues, our legislatures may decide to criminalize personal health care decisions, but we remain obligated to prosecute only those cases that serve the interests of justice. Here's what the Wall Street Journal says. So they get to nullify the laws duly passed by a state legislature to take a position that you have veto power over the laws of this state is untenable. That's what Governor DeSantis said yesterday. He's right about that, says the Journal. For a prosecutor to announce ahead of time that he intends to decline whole categories of cases simply because he disagrees with the legislators who wrote the criminal code is an abuse of discretion. Here's what Governor DeSantis had to say about this issue as it applied to Florida's law, which basically allows abortion during the first 15 weeks of pregnancy, which means that it covers over 95% of all abortions, but it bans abortions after 15 weeks. And they're saying they won't enforce those laws? Here's Governor DeSantis, clip 4.
And then most recently, after the Dobbs decision was rendered by the U.S. Supreme Court, he signed a letter saying he would not enforce any laws relating to protecting the right to life. And so I think today's action is obviously warranted. I know that there'll potentially be some Florida Senate could potentially see this depending on how things are going out. But I just think that to take a position that you have veto power over the laws of this state is untenable. And I think it warrants the suspension and eventual removal of office.
Okay. And to that point, DeSantis' order also says that Mr. Warren, the prosecutor, has a policy of presumptive non-enforcement for certain criminal violations, including trespassing at a business location, disorderly conduct, disorderly intoxication, and prostitution, as well as certain cases of resisting arrest without violence, for instance, fleeing from a law enforcement officer. Now, he's not going to prosecute for any of those things. One reason cited for Mr. Warren's removal is neglect of duty. Here is what Prosecutor Andrew Warren has to say. Listen, this is clip 6.
What the letter we signed set forth that in Florida, there's a constitutional right to privacy. And the governor signed the law knowing that it was unconstitutional. They even came out and said, we understand that the courts are going to, you know, overrule on this. We're just going to hope that they change the law. I'm the one person upholding the law here in Hillsborough County because the law in Florida is quite clear. A 15-week abortion ban is illegal. Let's talk about the governor's order. And this is a blatant overreach by the governor. He's violating one of the most core principles of our democracy, which is that voters, the people, get to decide who serves in elected office. I've been elected twice by the voters of Hillsborough County to serve as state attorney, and I've done that, and we've done that job well. We've kept crime down. We've promoted safety, fairness, and justice here. And the governor doesn't get to change that. If he has a problem with the way I'm serving as state attorney, if he thinks he can do better, then he can come and run for state attorney rather than run for president.
Okay, this is outrageous. First of all, the idea that the 15-week ban was unconstitutional. Dobbs says exactly the opposite. on a directly parallel law that was passed in Mississippi. It says it is constitutional, and it was acceptable, and that was one of the reasons that DeSantis is moving now against a selective prosecution, soft on crime prosecutor. It's outrageous. The journal in the editorial I'm citing says, Democrats are complaining that Mr. DeSantis is acting like a dictator, but there are political checks on the governor's power. Under Florida law, the state Senate may reinstate Mr. Warren, or they can ratify his removal. If legislators in Tallahassee don't agree with Mr. DeSantis that their lawmaking authority has been usurped, they can put him back on the job. Also, Mr. DeSantis is on the ballot in November, so if voters think he's a bully, they can fire him. That's not to say there are no political calculations going on here. Mr. DeSantis is taking a tough anti-crime position that is more popular as violent crimes increase. He's defending the state's current abortion laws without signing up for new ones that might alienate moderates. He's proving he can rumble politically, at least as well as Florida's other famous Republican, that guy at Mar-a-Lago. The removing a duly elected official should be based on egregious actions, not political statements, said Tampa Mayor Jane Castor in criticizing Mr. DeSantis. Maybe egregious is in the eye of the beholder, but if Ron DeSantis is correct about how Mr. Warren has been running his office, then what's the argument that his conduct doesn't fit the bill for suspension? And he has been suspended. This is one of those arguments where I think there is a clear winner, very much as the Wall Street Journal points out. And speaking of winners and losers in court and in argument and in on the basis of what is going on, yesterday we reported on the jury in the Alex Jones case awarding a couple that had been wronged by him on the distortions and lies about Sandy Hook. And now the news, that $4.1 million, that's just the beginning of what Alex Jones is going to be required to pay. Why? How? We'll get to it on the MedMed Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved show, the Alex Jones case continues. It is not over for Mr. Jones. We announced at the end of the show yesterday, the news broke. The jury came back. They didn't deliberate long. They were figuring out exactly how much Jones was going to be able to or be required to pay as compensatory damages to one of the couples who had lost a child, a six-year-old little boy, who was shot in the head at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. And the headline, parents awarded $4 million in damages in Jones' trial. Next up, a jury will decide on punitive damages for the conspiracy theorist. For people who aren't focused on it, there's always a difference between compensatory damages, where they compensate you for suffering that you have had, and the family that was involved in this particular case had been forced to move and to change their phone numbers and to go into hiding because they had threats, they had psychiatric problems, they had all kinds of problems that were created by Alex Jones, not only on his own show, but there was an interview that he did with Megyn Kelly where he claimed again that the little boy had not really been killed, that these parents were crisis actors, that they had faked the entire thing. It's an outrageous charge. I mean, imagine if somebody made that charge against you. There was actually a very good statement by one of the lawyers in this trial who said that more important than money, the Sandy Hook families talk about society's verdict on a culture where viral misinformation damages lives and destroys reputations. Mark Bankston, who is their lawyer for Lewis and Haslin, that's the couple whose little boy was killed, He says speech is free, but lies you have to pay for. And you have to pay for not only with compensatory damages, but with punitive damages for going after somebody in a defamatory way. And it's an outrageous situation. A jury in Texas awarded the parents of a child killed in the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School more than $4 million in compensatory damages from conspiracy theorist Alex Jones for defaming them by spreading lies that they were complicit in a government plot to stage the shooting as a pretext for gun control. The jury deliberated for less than a day before issuing its decision yesterday, in the trial for damages brought by Scarlett Lewis and Neil Heslin, the parents of Jesse Lewis 6, who was killed in the mass shooting that claimed the lives of 20 first graders and 6 educators at Sandy Hook Elementary School. And next up, they have what could be a much higher judgment against Alex Jones. That would be the judgment for punitive damages. In other words, there should be some punishment, the argument would go, for knowingly continuing with these lies and continuing with these lies with no apology or no attempt to get correction. The New York Times points out that Jones has played a role in spreading some of recent history's most pernicious conspiracy theories, including Pizzagate, in which InfoWars video helped inspire a gunman to attack a pizzeria in Washington, D.C. That was the belief that the basement of that pizzeria, which actually has no basement, was the center of where Hillary Clinton and Anthony Fauci and others were running a huge scheme to kidnap and abuse and ultimately drink the blood of little children who they were. It's what QAnon is based on. The verdict came after several days of emotional testimony, including 90 minutes on Tuesday when Ms. Lewis personally addressed Mr. Jones, asking him why he knowingly spread lies about the death of her child, Jesse 6, who died along with 19 other first graders and 6 educators at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Today, Alex Jones actually started begging for money from his listeners so he can pay off this initial $4 million and the additional money, which is anticipated to be even more than $4 million, that would be assessed as punitive damages. Here's what Alex Jones sounded like.
I admit I made a mistake. I admitted that I followed disinformation, but not on purpose. I apologized to the families, and the jury understood that. What I did to those families was wrong, but I didn't do it on purpose.
Okay, how can you say you didn't do it on purpose? When, honestly, the claim that there were crisis actors who were actually living elsewhere, taking their children elsewhere, the children were buried. They had funeral services. I mean, it is outrageous. What if Bill Clinton had tried that line in dealing with his impeachment charges? What I did was wrong, but I didn't do it on purpose. You made money off of it, buddy, and a lot of money. This was in the Daily Mail today, and it's pretty incredible. Daily Mail today, Alex, a Daily Mail paper in Great Britain, Alex Jones is worth $270 million. Forensic accountant tells the court the true worth of the InfoWars founder and says he is hiding his money after he was ordered to pay Sandy Hook families $4.1 million in damages. In a video posted yesterday to Infowars.com, the conservative conspiracy theorist Alex Jones begged his viewers to donate to him. He added, the company can barely keep the crew employed. But the company was found to have once made $800,000 a day. Jones was ordered on Thursday to pay $4.1 million to the parents of Sandy Hook victim Jesse Lewis after claiming the massacre was a hoax. His ex-wife, Kelly Nichols, said he is mentally ill and needs to be protected from himself and others. Yeah. This is an amazing thing, is that the mother of the child who was shot said in court, looking directly at Alex Jones, Jesse was a real boy, and I am a real mom. Alex, I want you to hear this. We're more polarized than ever as a country. Some of that is because of you. He also, by the way, has publicized and spent a long time publicizing the claim that Barack Obama was an illegitimate president because he was actually born in Kenya. He publicized the idea that the real villains of the September 11th tragedy were not al-Qaeda, including people like Ayman al-Zawahiri, who has gone on to, quote, martyrdom at the hands of a Hellfire missile appropriately. He didn't know those guys weren't responsible. It was George Bush. And meanwhile, there is news which we will cover in the coming hour about more than 70 rockets that were sent out from Gaza Strip into southern and central Israel on Friday night, on Shabbat. This is remarkable, and we will cover what is going on. It's remarkable partially because of the timing. We also have three big new movies to present you, and one of them is actually pretty interesting and a successful but very unusual film. There is that, and then there is one of the more disappointing animated films. In fact, and it's one of the worst animated films I've seen in terms of its reviews. How did it earn that distinction? We will get to that and much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.